in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. You have tuned in to the show that I call Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And I am so glad that you are here with us. You're starting your day, and what a great way to start it. You know, if you are ever waking up and you're maybe feeling a little low, turn my show on, and I'm sure that what I'm talking about can lift you up. So I want to tell you all the ways that you can get in touch with us. Definitely my website at kimpaganoshow.com. You can listen to all my back shows and see all my sponsors and become a sponsor. So definitely email me on there. Also, Facebook, like us, like what we're doing, so then you can know what's going on, and you can kind of talk to all the other people that I'm touching. So there's another way. Also, tune in radio. Definitely listen on all your phones. And also, you know what? I want to give you our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And we've got Matt on our board, and he will kindly take your name and number so that you can enter our drawing for lots of giveaways. I love to give back, and that's kind of what my thing is here, to give back to everybody out there. So first of all, I want to take the opportunity to introduce Prudence. Mindset.
Hello.
Reset. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. Your hair looks great.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Kim.
We did a little color yesterday, and it's all good, and we did a little mingling last night.
Yeah, it was a great time. We met some amazing people with wonderful stories. I love hearing people's stories.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do here. We talk about different people's journeys. Also, I have my girlfriend, Frances Starr, and welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. This is fun.
Isn't it? It's just, you know, she was a little nervous, and everybody gets a little nervous thinking that, you know, but really, we're just real. We're down to earth. We want to hear your stories. We want you to be a part of ours. And so we'll hear a little bit about what Frances is doing. So, gosh, we've got a really great show. We're going to be talking about, we're going to talk with somebody about Weight Watchers. It's a one-pot cookbook, and can you imagine? Things can't get any easier than that.
I love cooking this way, especially if you do like the crock pot cooking, or you just put it all together and then you have this amazing meal that's healthy and you don't really have to think too hard about it.
There you go. I'd like to throw it all in and then go to work and come home and it's like a nice cooked meal that I worked all day on.
Oh, so yeah, absolutely.
You're into, yes. You like to cook too.
I do. I like to cook at home and not be eating out all the time and just know what I'm eating.
And you know you've been doing really great program. And so you are really watching what you're eating and you know all the great ingredients. That's so important for our life. And that's kind of what we've been talking about, is really honoring our bodies and knowing what we're putting in. You know, we take so much time with everything else and we make sure our house looks beautiful. We make sure our car is clean. We forget about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important to put in great things that are going to make us work to our best benefit.
Well, food is our energy system. It's how we recharge our batteries. It's how, you know, sleep helps and that sort of thing. But food, if we don't have it, we don't have the fuel to keep going in our day, and we feel it.
Right. Then our next guest that we're going to be talking about is younger next year. Live strong, fit, and sexy until you're 80 and beyond. Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be awesome to feel, as we're getting older? You know, I've heard this before where people say, God, if I knew I was going to live this longer, I would take better care of myself. Today is the day to do that. So we're going to find out about really how do we get to be younger? Wouldn't that be, you know, it's funny, when I cut people's hair sometimes, there was this little girl and I cut her sister yesterday. Could you cut my hair longer? I was like, honey, if I could cut your hair longer, I would be, you know, that would be great. But so if we could turn back the clock, gosh, that would be amazing. So we are going to be talking a little bit about that. And anyways, I'm so glad you're here. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come back with all our interviews. And again, I want to give you our phone number here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you are here with us. And you know what I do? I do want to give away a couple things today, as I always try to give back. And I have a couple tickets to the Roxy Theater over off of Adolfo over there and in Camarillo. Actually, it's off of Verdugo, but I go, you know, it's like all right there. Great theater. I'm going to give away two passes, and I want to remind you that they are actually, they're doing a lot of different shows there right now. So definitely check out, you know, they've got amazing, not only the movies that they're playing there, so they've got ballet and opera, and so they've got some.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I've not been there. I just thought it was strictly a movie theater.
No, it's a great theater.
Wow.
So, yeah, so definitely check that out. That's something that they're just starting right now, but it's definitely a great series. So we want to definitely go there. I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We will take caller number 3 for these set of Roxy tickets right now. There's some really good movies out. And so you definitely want to go check it out there. All right. So, you know, we're going to do our first guest right now. And Weight Watchers, gosh, you know, I keep saying I got to get over there, because it's something that you can totally keep up with every day. And now you can do it on your phone. You can do it. You don't have to go into all those great meetings, even though they're so motivating. So I welcome Nancy. Are you there?
I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. What a beautiful, another Weight Watcher book here.
Thank you.
Your
so
one pot.
Yeah, and we're really excited about this book. We really think that it's going to really hit a lot of consumers where they need that sort of hit the most, in terms of getting them motivated to start their weight loss plans if they haven't already.
Yeah, now, you know, I think it's so good because so many of us are working, and a lot of times we think that it takes so much time to prepare a meal. And here you've got one pot, just throw it all in, and you're still within your points, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we wanted to do with this cookbook, we loved the idea of one pot. So we said to ourselves, okay, how do we make sure that we're really creating a cookbook that really meets the needs of today's consumers. And we thought about it. Okay, what are the types of pots you have in your kitchen? So we're really using the idea of one pot and taking it to the nth degree. So we're looking at skillets, saucepans, the Dutch oven, your slow cooker. You know, we're really looking at all the tools you have so that you can make best use of those tools when you're going into your kitchen. And a lot of them you do have on hand. And then again, we created recipes that we really felt delivered that Weight Watchers promise of having that healthy profile and being within your points plus range and values. And then also, too, having great, great flavor.
I love it. We were kind of going through it. And in one of your chapter 7 in Casserole Dish, it's the shepherd's pie. Yum. Mm. How is that Weight Watchers?
It's all Weight Watchers because Weight Watchers, as everyone knows, really is not about deprivation. It's not about, you know, what you can't eat. It's you can eat everything. What it's about is really kind of rethinking how you're eating, rethinking the amount you're eating, and as well as rethinking this idea of going back into the kitchen and starting to cook a little bit more. Those of us that have been successful on Weight Watchers really know that on some level you have to cook a little bit, and we know for a lot of people that can be really scary. So we wanted to create a cookbook that took a lot of the fear out for them and was very, very, you know, encouraging in the sense of, look, these recipes are pretty simple. They're pretty straightforward. They use a lot of ingredients that you can keep in your pantry or readily available in your supermarket. So there's really no excuse for you not to get back to the kitchen.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Nancy Gagliardi, and we're talking about Weight Watchers. Their one-pot cookbook features over 300 recipes with more than 100 full-color photographs in it. It really is amazing. You know, I love when cookbooks have pictures in them because then you can see what it's supposed to look like at the end there.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
inspiring.
It is inspiring. I mean, I'm looking at this lemon soy. I'm just going to get all my listeners' mouths watering out there like mine is right now. I got to have people bring food in here. There's something wrong with this show. But lemon soy marinated London broil with celery salad. Yeah, that is like amazing.
Well, and what I want to point out is every recipe has how many points it is and how many servings it serves. So this that you just mentioned is only 5 points.
Five points.
That's what it says.
It's really amazing. What with the points plus values, we really thought about, okay, like what's reasonable? What's reasonable in terms of what should an entree be? And the nice thing about this cookbook is a lot of these meals, when they are made in one pot, that's the entire entree. So you're not making additional things. So if someone looks at something and says, oh, that's 10 points plus values, like I'm looking at the shot of the chicken and tomatilla enchilada casserole right now, which looks just fabulous to me. It's about lunchtime in my world right now.
There, where are you calling from?
And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, 10 points plus values for lunch, and that's your entire meal, isn't a whole lot.
You know what?
I mean, we really tried to do the thinking for a lot of the people that are on the plan, as well as those that aren't on the plan, by making sure that we're delivering recipes with great flavor.
And that's one of the things that I was going to say is this is actually a way that you could really kind of get your whole family involved, and they don't know it. Right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They don't know they're on a point system.
That's
just
right.
Eating healthy. And
yeah, so as the mother, we put together the meal, and it's healthy. And I think that's really, I'm an advocate of that right now, of really we have been trying to eat less meat, more vegetables, really nothing white anymore, you know, really trying to be healthy.
And
I've got
at home.
Yeah, and I've got 4 children, and so it's just a matter of one person putting it out there and making sure that everybody is knowing what they're eating.
And I think that's a really great point you're making in that, you know, sitting down with the family or cooking something for the family, I think there's no better way to nurture them as well as yourself because by showing them that you cook or bringing them into the kitchen to help you cook, you're saying you value the foods that you're putting on the table and what you're putting in your stomach. So, I mean, I really think that this is a great way for people to reconnect with each other as well as, you know, themselves in terms of what they need to do to keep themselves well and healthy.
Now, does the recipes in here, do you have as well breakfast and desserts and every meal in between and healthy snacks? Or
absolutely. We've got it all covered here. We've got the breakfast in the bowl. The first chapter in the bowl has a lot of lunches. We have in one of the chapters further back, we even go into that territory where those appliances you may have gotten as gifts that are gathering dust in your kitchen cabinet. So we have a waffle maker, we have a panini press, what to do with those now to create good, fabulously healthy dishes. We also, too, we have...
Wait, Nancy, so you're saying we can eat waffles on Weight Watchers?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, there's some wonderful waffle recipes in the back. I unfortunately don't have a waffle maker, but as we were working on this, I thought to myself, you know, I really need one.
I have to tell you.
Some recipes in fondue pots as
Oh,
well.
There you go. Nice. I have one of those old-fashioned waffles. We were at, my son races. We were at another part of the country, and you know those ones that you flip over? Mm-hmm. We were at some hotel, and my husband fell in love with it, and so I'm like, perfect present. And you know what? Valentine's is coming up. That is a great... They even have heart-shaped waffles now. So it's a great present for
you
anybody.
Can actually find the flip. We just bought for Christmas. That was a gift I got someone. Oh. It was a waffle maker that actually flips just like you're
talking
about.
I'm telling you, we used to bring it to the track. We'd make all the mixture ahead of time and put, you know, berries and strawberries and everything out on the side, and I would do a whole buffet right out on the track. It was amazing.
How fun.
Everybody wanted to come to ours and eat. So, but you could just make a ton of it, and everybody does it themselves. So I love that. Now, so what is your... Give us your best recipe for breakfast, your best recipe for lunch, and your best recipe that you think that most people like.
Oh, that's a really good one. So for breakfast, I'm a little bit of a different kind of breakfast girl. But, you know, I do have to say, if I have the time, I would really go for one of the waffles. Because actually there were some really lovely waffle dishes. One was a whole wheat waffle.
I was just looking at that, the whole wheat.
Yeah, I mean, I think I see with breakfast, my whole thing about breakfast really is about chew and about having something that really is going to satisfy me. I'm not a girl that's going to have a smoothie for breakfast because I get up early, I work out, and, you know, I really have to go long term. So I actually like carbs for breakfast. I know a lot of people really try to shy away from it, but I think there's nothing wrong with that. So I would definitely try one of the waffles for breakfast, because I am expecting to get a waffle maker. My birthday is coming up.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Anyone listening?
There you go. Hint, 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 right?
Right. And also for lunch, I really, I'm very, very much getting into trying like different flavor profiles. For instance, we have a lot of Middle Eastern recipes in here as well, but we have a Greek-style pasta salad that I think makes a perfect lunch, quite frankly. It's just one of those things that you can make. You can bring some the next day as well to the office. I'm also a brown bagger.
Yep, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, in the Northeast, it can get really expensive eating out all the time, and quite frankly, I really think my stuff is better. So, you know, I will always go that route. And then for dinner, what I really am about is that I'm all about the stir fry. And that ginger beef stir fry, I'm just really, that's one of the things that I think is just a really, really great dish, because to me, stir frying is the working girl's best friend. Because usually stir fries all require a lot of pantry ingredients, so you'll have it on hand. And the fact is the other, like generally the protein and the vegetable that you're putting in, you can stop by your grocery store, you can get on the express lane if you haven't like done your pre-shopping, and then you can get out of the grocery store real fast, and then you get home. And then once you sort of do like, you know, you do a manic episode of a lot of chopping and prepping, then, quite frankly, it's just you put that wok on the fire, that's your one pot, and you're ready to go. It's all done in no more than 15 minutes. So those are the three that right now I'm grooving on. But to be quite honest with you, I think so many of these recipes should be put on everybody's list to try.
I like it. And so when you're saying one pot, you're not thinking of a crock pot, you're not thinking of a Dutch pot, you're thinking of anything that you can stick everything in one pot.
Well, those chapters are included. We do have a whole slow cooker chapter, we do have a Dutch oven chapter, but what we're doing is, as I said, we're going far and wide on it too. We want to make sure that every appliance you've got or every kind of pot you've got, give it a shot, because in this book we've got a recipe for it.
I love this book. Yeah, really, it's so versatile. There's so many things that you can look in there. Where do we find your book?
You can find the book at bookstores nationwide, on Amazon.com. Check us out at WeightWatchers.com. Check us out on Facebook. I mean, Weight Watchers is everywhere right now, and I really encourage any of your listeners out there who really want to get healthy this year to get started.
Okay, and how long have you been doing Weight Watchers?
I actually, I've been on the plan now. I was on the plan many, many years ago and lost a lot of weight, and now most recently when we were launching our Points Plus plan last year, I went on it. And so I'm in maintenance now, so I've actually been on the plan almost 2 years.
And what is the difference between your Point Plus now as opposed to how it used to be?
Well, when we relaunched Points Plus this past January in 2011, that was a pretty big innovation for us. That was taking points to the next level. So we wanted to make sure that our plan was reflecting the latest science that was done out there in terms of what's effective for people in weight loss. And then, too, we wanted to really be proactive in terms of encouraging people to eat healthier. So when Points Plus was launched, a lot of people saw that, you know, the points values were still there, but they had changed somewhat. So, you know, maybe some foods had some higher points values, but a lot had none suddenly. I mean, we didn't count fresh fruit or fresh vegetables. Those are all 0 points. So basically the plan today really focuses you and forces you to focus on fresh, wholesome foods, because all of us do know that ultimately those are the foods that are going to get you to your weight loss goals much more quickly. And then in 2012, just now, we basically have tweaked the plan, the Points Plus plan, just a little bit to just, again, meet more consumer needs. But also, too, this year, what we're launching is a whole bunch of new technology so that where everyone else needs to be. So we have an iPhone app, we have an iPad app, and an Android app. So, again, there's really no excuse if you're really motivated and want to get started right now.
I love it. Very interesting. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. And Weight Watchers One Pot Cookbook, you can get it anywhere. So definitely, it's beautiful. It's a really beautiful book. So I think that everybody will be able to find something in there.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad you're here. And you know what? I want to give away, actually, two meal passes to Soup Plantation in Camarillo. And they have, I'm telling you, you know, it's funny. That's another place that you can eat almost. There's so many things in there. So what we'll take is caller number 5 for this. And you can actually have food to go. If you're having a party or you're having anything like that, you can actually take food to go. So it's a great place to eat, one of my favorites. And I have to tell you, when it's cold out, the soup there is amazing. So not only the soup, the salad, the rolls, it's one of my favorite places. So definitely. All right, so Frances Starr, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, well, I'm so glad I'm here, too. This is exciting,
thank
fun.
You.
A little nerve-wracking for me, first time here.
Yeah.
So, but I'm excited to be here. Well, I'm a local business owner. My business is just around the corner, Alert Communications, and we're an inbound call center. I have other passions in my life. I'm married to a wonderful man.
Yep. Hi, Kim.
Yes, Kim. And I have a beautiful daughter. She's Jenna, 14, and so that's wonderful. And another passion, I am a certified hypnotherapist and energy healing specialist. And right now I'm also facilitating meditations at the Cancer Resource Center at Community Memorial Hospital. I do these every month, tomorrow in fact, at 11 to 12. So those who are in cancer recovery, remission, maybe just been diagnosed, it's a great place, or a great time to come, get centered, quiet your mind, and just have some healing occur for a full hour.
What is it that you do? You know, a lot of people say, okay, I would like to do that, but what is it that you actually do? They're going through such a hard time, and, you know, I want to do a shout out to one of my friends, Debbie, who's going to have surgery on Monday, and I would love to have, you know, tell her about what you're doing there, because, you know, I went over and visited her, and she's got people that are going to make meals. And, you know, I mean, you're so blessed when you have friends and people around you. And I said, I'm here. And she's like, I'm okay. And I go, well, I'm here if anybody drops off, and I'm here when everybody's gone. Because there is a time when that happens, you know, and all of a sudden you're still going, hey, it's not over yet. So
right, right. Well, it's a great time for them to come and just do something for themselves. And get centered, get quiet, and just release all the stress, because it enables them then to just allow some healing to occur in that quiet time. And we work with the 7 energy centers in the body, the chakra system, and just really quieting our minds and relaxing our bodies.
Frances, I know we actually have a winner on the line, so let's bring them on. Who is it, Matt?
We have Pam.
Pam.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Very good. And so you were our winner for today. Where are you calling from?
Yay, Ventura.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. And are you a first-time listener?
No, I've been listening for a while.
Oh, great. Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we will get those out to you.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Okay. So, there's so many things like what you're doing. And now, what was your passion for doing something like that?
Ooh, on the spot.
Yeah.
I lost my mother to cancer many, many years ago. And I've been very interested in the mind-body connection. And as I became certified in these different areas and, you know, really understood the power of the mind and the power of meditation and the energetic system, and I just really believe that would have been helpful in her situation. Maybe not a cure, but it could have been helpful in her situation. I just continued to be passionate. That really started my passion, if you will, way back when, and so I wanted to give back. And so it's a free event, by the way. There's no charge.
So give out the address again.
It's on Loma Vista at the Cancer Resource Center at Community Memorial Hospital in Ventura.
Okay, perfect.
From 11 to 12 tomorrow, and then we actually have two going on in February.
Wow.
Very nice.
That's great. And so that's kind of along with what you do a little bit of, of mindset reset, Prudence. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on for the new year.
It is along the same lines. With mindset reset, I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but it's really about, I've spent over 16 years working with people making massive life changes as an occupational therapist, helping people who've had brain injuries and different types of strokes, spinal cord injuries. And what I love the most is how we can take the brain and make changes to it. And so when we're able to adapt and change the brain, what actually happens is we're able to affect the body. So on the other side, in my personal life, I was always doing different spiritual retreats, workshops, personal growth things. And what I found is if we combine the two, if we begin to look at how we think, how we do so with meditation, hypnosis, many other different tools and techniques, we can actually change the way that we're thinking and change our minds and reset all those old ways of thinking and old ways of believing.
So those old messages that maybe somebody, maybe a parent, maybe an old teacher, somebody put that negative message in, or even ourselves. We're probably the best ones to do it, right? Where maybe we weren't at our highest in our life, and or we were going through a divorce, or we were, something, and we're saying, oh, darn it, I did it again. Why did my life, spiral down like this? You change that thought.
It's the negative self-talk, right? So just changing that talk.
Yeah, we have thousands and thousands of messages that, whether we heard it somewhere else, we continue to program it in our head. And that actually changes the chemistry and the makeup of our brain. So when we're wanting to make changes in our lives and we get to the stuck place because we can't get past it, sometimes it's a very conscious choice. Sometimes it's me saying, when we talk about weight or exercise, it's me saying, I'm not going to exercise today. It's a very conscious choice. Or I'm going to stop and eat something unhealthy. It's a conscious choice. But there's a subconscious as well in the mind that underlying where those messages that we've been telling ourselves and programming our brain are now having an effect on our lives. So if we've always heard from a young age, that's, little Susie, she's chunky. She's the chunky one. She's the fat one. We keep playing that message as if that's a reality. And then we carry it forward. And that happens even underneath when we're not even thinking about it. So when we really can change those thoughts and change what it is that we're saying to ourselves and our perception, we can really change our lives.
Here's my thought, though. A lot of people that are, maybe they haven't taught themselves how to do this yet, and they're in that slump. How do they bring themselves to be aware to even make that first, change?
That's an excellent question. Often I find that when people are ready to really begin that inner journey, it sort of starts happening on its own. It's when they start to say, something has got to be different. This is not working for me anymore. Or they're in a job and they're thinking, gosh, I've been doing this job forever, but I'd really rather be doing something else. Or they're a certain weight and they're thinking, this is not working anymore. I can't stand being this size. I can't stand eating the way I'm eating. It's time to do something different.
Isn't that interesting when one makes that kind of conscious decision? If they stop to pay attention, or if we stop and pay attention, our teachers or tools will kind of present themselves. You know, like if you're wanting a new car and you have a particular model of a car in mind, now all of a sudden you see that car everywhere on the freeway.
Absolutely.
But it's the same thing when we make a conscious choice to do something different in our lives, paying attention to the teachers and the tools that are presented to us, and then taking action.
And I'm going to look at it on the other side. When you make that conscious choice not to do something, right, is things just continue to spiral down. So it's time to
right.
look at your life and kind of almost re-examine. Are you happy with it? Is it working for you? You know, and do I need to make a change? Do I only need to change a few things? You know, where do I need to just clean up some stuff?
And it's amazing to know that your thoughts actually are feeding and fueling your brain. It's almost like that's the digestive tool for your brain as well as the thoughts. Food is important, obviously, too. But our thoughts also are changing what's happening chemically and physiologically to our brains, and it affects our life. And when you take control of those and make different choices, it affects everything in amazing ways.
Wow. Yeah, it is. So I know you work with a lot of different people, right? And I think, Francis, you work with people too, right? So what is the first... If you were telling somebody, all my listeners out there, and they wanted to do almost like, do you think it's important for them to do a self-inventory first?
A self-inventory is a good place to start. What I find is we can do a self-inventory. It is, especially if you're going to do it on your own and you don't want to work with someone you're at a point where you really can't work with someone. It's a good place to start. Often, though, I find that there's always something that's rising up that's causing all of this to begin anyway. There's usually one big thing that sticks out where people begin, and everybody knows what that is. They might come in and say, oh, I don't know. I'm sure you've heard this, Francis. Oh, I don't know what's going on. Yes, you do know what it is. That's the piece that we want to work on. And often people, when they come in, there's a natural place where it all starts.
Wow, that's so interesting. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Prudence, and Prudence, her company is Mindset Reset. We're talking to Frances Starr, and she is a certified hypnotherapist and energy healing specialist. And we got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And I'd love to hear from you if you need that start in your life. If you have a question for Prudence or Francis of something that you want to just maybe, you know, do a really quick little rundown of something that's bugging you and that you don't know where to start. And I think that's, you know, when I worked with you, it was, okay, here's my life. Things are going great, but I'm not centered in on one thing that I want to work with. And I love how, you know what, somebody actually said it to me yesterday. If you take your whole life, it's so overwhelming. But if you break it down into little tiny pieces, it's not as overwhelming.
Well, I have a great story for you. I had someone come to me who wanted to move. She's a very smart woman, very successful in her career, but she decided she wanted to move to Oregon. She has family there. It's something she's always had in her heart to do, but she's grown up and lived here pretty much all her life. And she couldn't figure out how this could possibly happen. She had in her mind that she couldn't move until she had all of her bills paid off, everything paid off, all the credit cards, everything done before she could move. And she was afraid of the resume. She was afraid of interviews, that kind of thing. And we worked together, and I helped her to, she was able to come to a place of seeing that, wait a second, I can pay my bills wherever I'm at. That isn't really the limiting factor. The story that was even deeper when we talk about that subconscious is that she didn't know that she could do it and be successful. She was afraid that she wouldn't be able to get a job. She wouldn't be able to tackle the interview. She was nervous.
Well, that's something we all fear. And if you don't go out there and try, you just stay where you are, right? You're stuck. So I definitely think that everybody needs to, you know, try one little step, make a decision to go in that direction.
Right. And as she was doing that and making those little steps, she was able to go out. She flew out and had interviews. She ended up with 3 job offers. She had her choice of what she wanted. Then it became about, what is it that you really want? Which of these job offers is really the thing that you're most excited about? And I will tell you, I don't even think we worked together 3 months, and she was moved to Oregon in a fantastic new job, lived right around from the place where she was working, in love with what she was doing, and it just took for her to step up and say, it's time for me to do something different. Let me start working with Prudence. And it's always exciting to see when that journey comes full circle.
That's an exciting story. That's great.
And now, how about you? How is your healing helped people? I mean, when they're feeling pain or they're feeling something, do you you give them that positive energy, right?
Right. So whether we're working with the energy healing and getting into that really quiet place, helping to quiet the mind and relax the body, and just work out and clear some negative energy that they may have, or with the hypnotherapy, again, quieting the mind. And you discuss before a session, you know, what are the kinds of thought, what are the kinds of affirmations or thoughts or things that you'd really like to have in your mind and you'd like to focus on, and those are the kinds of things that we talk about during the hypnotherapy. And
so you kind of set personal goals for yourself and things that are kind of like that little negative voice that we're talking
right.
about again, right?
We change that, right?
You
so
change
we get
it.
Some new scripting.
There you go.
Some new
I like
scripting
it.
To follow.
I like it. Wow. Gosh. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and we are going to come back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Posas Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Let's go.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gonna make you lose your mind.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you are here with us. And we actually have our next guest on. We have Dr. Harry Lodge. And Harry, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be with you guys.
Very happy to have you here. So tell us, we all want to be younger next year. What are the secrets?
So, you know, it's been this amazing story because in the last 10 years, the whole science of aging has changed. And it turns out that rather than an aging being an inevitable process, every detail of aging is controlled at the molecular level by our bodies. And it's actually a day-to-day process. So every day you get a tiny bit older or a tiny bit younger. And the control levers, the actual major controls of this, are lifestyle. It's what we choose to do in our lives. And so the problem is that we set America up kind of badly for this. And modern American living tells our bodies to age as quickly as possible. So we're actually living 20 or 30 years older than we should.
That's
and
scary.
And if you change that, and if you sort of walk back to it, we ought to be vibrantly, dynamically healthy, and therefore you can knock 20 or 30 years off of your functional age from the average American to doing it right.
Wow, very interesting. And I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking with Henry Lodge, and you are an MD, and your book is Younger Next Year for Women, and Turn Back Your Biological Clock, Live Strong, Fit, and Sexy Until You're 80 and Beyond.
Yep, and there's Younger Next Year, which is aimed at men, and Younger Next Year for Women. The basic biology actually is just the same. There are some differences in biology, and then there's a lot of cultural differences because basically women already age much better than men do. And so men need to basically be kicked a little bit harder to do it right, and women need to understand the implications of you guys living longer and the issues with bone density and so forth. So that's why there's a book for men and a book for women, but they're fundamentally the same basic message, which is, you know, we're all in charge. And actually one important point, we're not so much in charge of longevity. In other words, if you do all this right, you add a little bit to your length of life. But what you really do is make a stunning improvement in the quality of life all the way along until whenever the end comes.
You know, I love this. I'm looking in your book and it says, I always go right to the back, okay, and kind of look, Dancing with Strangers. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it turns out that the two huge keys are exercise and emotion in terms of controlling our aging. And emotion is this really interesting thing where we are built to be pack animals. We're supposed to be with each other. We're supposed to have friendships and family ties and community ties. We're supposed to be involved with our broad society. And increasingly in America, we're not. There's an isolation that creeps in that really is A, biologically deadly, and B, no fun at all. And so the Dancing with Strangers part of it is about just getting over these little barriers that are all around us to actually engaging with people. Go out and make new friends. You know, social media is a wonderful tool for finding people to go actually play with. It's a terrible substitute for playing, but it's a wonderful tool to get the process started. So the plea is to go take charge of your biology and go out and begin playing with people and make a difference and be involved. That's the basis of all that last third of the book, which is so much fun and so wonderful.
Well, the reality is we know how to make all this stuff happen. We know how to feel healthier. We know how to feel younger. We know how to, it's all there and available to us.
And people don't take advantage of it.
And they don't take advantage of it.
Or they don't do it.
Until you make that decision. What I love is that the book then says, wait, let's make that decision. Let's feel younger. Here it is right here spelled out.
Well, and the other thing we do, which is really, really interesting, one is to say, okay, here's this wonderful thing you could have if you just get off your butt and go get it. The other one is to say, look, actually doing nothing is just as powerful a choice. In other words, by doing nothing, you are choosing to age. So it isn't that sitting still is a passive thing. You're saying, I would please like to get 20 or 30 years older as quickly as possible. Could you make my joints hurt? Could you make me gain weight? Could you make me depressed? Could you increase my risk of heart attack and stroke and Alzheimer's? And so once you change it to, you know, this is normal, I'd have to go exercise to get younger, to saying, no, this is very weird and abnormal. Current American life has no biological rationale. It's just it was a dumb choice that we all made along the way. And so what we've found is telling people that your body is always choosing between growth and decay, that this is a dynamic, active process. You know, it's funny. My mother, who now exercises every day because of what she calls the damn book, says the days that she doesn't, she hears this little thing inside her head saying, I'm decaying.
And that, you know, I've heard that so often.
In my hospital experience, especially lately, I've been seeing a lot more of individuals in their 90s. And I will tell you, most of them, it's always surprised me, most of them have some level of agility. They're sharp in the mind. They have not just turned over and said, I'm done. And actually, quite a few of them still live on their own. And I'm arguing with them to use a walker or to do something, you know, to for just some adaptation. And they're telling me, absolutely not. They don't see themselves as 90, 97, 96. It's amazing that most of them are so agile, even more agile and doing more than people half their age.
Right. And one of the very interesting things is, you know, we have this cultural perception of aging that's actually quite wrong. So there are a lot of people who are having wonderful, rich lives in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And when you do survey data, the level of optimism and happiness among the older population is every bit as large as it is among the younger population. They're invisible to us. We've made a society where the marketing is all that aging is terrible. And so what we're trying to say is, look, A, Americans are living a long time, so plan for getting into your 80s or even your 90s. B, there's no reason that those shouldn't be really great years, barring real bad luck. And C, it's up to you. And start today.
You know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Lodge, and his book is Younger Next Year for Women. I guess you have one for men, too. We'll have to bring you back and talk about that. And then Younger Next Year, and you actually have a journal that comes with your book. But it's kind of neat. So where do we, you know, jumpstart it? How do we get started? What's your first, thought?
The absolute first thing is exercise. The wonderful thing about exercise, as opposed to all the social stuff, is you can start exercising today. And what we suggest is, read the book. Decide if you want your life to be great or not. If you do, the road there is very simple. You have to get fit. And so join a gym and start going on a regular basis. Our preference is every day. It's actually easier to go every day than some days once you get in the rhythm. But anyway, go and start working out and do it for the rest of your life. Get as fit as you want to, and we give you guidelines for where to go. The second one is use that new fitness, which brings, new optimism and energy and so forth, to go reinvigorate your social life. And social means existing friends, it means new friends, and it means getting involved in your community, giving back, all that kind of stuff. So it's think of your life as an infrastructure project. It's like building roads and tunnels and bridges. Build fitness, build the body you want, and build the life you want.
Uh-huh.
And the biology behind this is unbelievably compelling. And one of the nice things about the book is, we give you ownership of a whole new way of looking at the rest of your life.
I think a nice tool I often encourage people to do is to change how they think about exercise, that it's not something you add to your day. It's something that already, it's an automatic. You plan around that, not putting that in as something and planning around everything else.
Right, thinking that, oh my God, I got to fit that in too.
Right, it's already in.
You go walk, you take your shower, it's just part of your duties of life that make you. And I love what you have in here that says you do have to age. Of course, we all age, right? But we don't have to rot.
Yeah,
and I like really that. Think that kind of is a message right there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are we all rotting if we're just kind of waiting to get old?
Yeah, well, we are. And you think about it. If you're in a room with a sparky, vibrant 90-year-old, right, it makes you feel great. You're not at all confused about whether they're 90. It's blindingly apparent they're 90 years old, and they're really fun. They're having a great time, and it's the way you want to be when you're 90. So I don't think we ought to be saying, you know, I want to look like a 50-year-old or a 40-year-old. I think we ought to be saying, I want to live like a vibrant person throughout my life.
Wow. I think that. Great message. Great message. Okay, so what else are we going to find in your book? And then tell us a little bit about your journal.
So I think the most fun thing about the book is giving you this whole new biology and giving you this whole new perspective on aging and the real role of exercise and the real role of emotion. We go into nutrition we have a wonderful chapter about it, which basically says quit eating junk, because it turns out that no American needs any more nutritional information. We just need to change the way we're doing it.
Right.
And so that was a fun chapter to write, because you could kind of poke holes at the emperor has no clothes component of modern America. And then the journal was great, because the book has been very motivational for a lot of people, and given you this new perspective and launched you in this new direction. And, of course, the trouble with new directions is continuing. And so the journal is kind of like this companion that's a friend there every day for you to open up, take a look at, write a little bit in, and keep you on track. Because the miracle of this biology only happens as long as you keep doing it. And so our goal is to change your life forever and put you in this whole new groove. And the book gets you started, and the journal keeps you going.
So I have a question here. Okay, so is there two lodges? Is there two Dr. Lodges, Henry and Harry?
No. My real name is Henry Lodge, and my nickname is Harry. And
okay.
My co-author, who's a really wonderful, funny guy, who's a friend and a patient, basically, to humanize the book, took to calling me Harry instead of Dr. Lodge.
I love it. Okay. Gotcha. We have one of our friends that calls my son with some other name. I'm like, okay, if you want to call him that, his name's Louie, but
yeah.
It's okay. So, okay, good.
It was a literary device that worked beautifully.
Got it. Okay.
I like that you include in the journal that part that you were talking about life. Are you caring, connecting, committing?
Yeah.
How did you do today? And your plans for tomorrow, so that you can already start planning. I always say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yep.
And that I love that you include that in the journal.
Yeah, great book.
Know, social life is something you actually have to work at. You have to go reach out and make it happen. And actually, once you do, you find that all your friends love the fact that you're organizing stuff, because none of them are bothering to do it either.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have a women's support group, and I have to tell you that you wouldn't believe how important that group is to people, because a lot of people feel, as they get older, you know, that they can't make those connections anymore. And they can. Everybody feels the same way.
Yeah, it's like a high school dance where everybody's sitting in the side, shy, waiting for the first person to cross the dance floor.
Right.
Everybody wants to dance, but nobody wants to get up.
Definitely. You know, I just want to tell a little bit about your background, that you are a board-certified internist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in New York?
I'm in New York. I'm on the faculty at Columbia University, where I'm associate professor in the medical school. And very active in clinical practice.
Right. And so you've actually watched a lot of people, you know, their bodies. You've kind of seen a pattern. Is that how you wrote your book?
Yeah, I graduated from medical school in 1985, so I've been doing this for a long time. And I just, you know, have seen people over the years, people I cared about, patients who've been with me for a long, long time. And I saw, you know, some people having really wonderful experiences and far more people having really bad experiences. And it just became clear as all this new biology came out that the majority of that was optional. People just didn't know it. And that was really the genesis behind the book, is to say, look, most of the bad stuff that happens to us doesn't need to. Some is just bad luck and you're stuck with it. But the majority of American aging is optional. And that struck me as being a really important thing to get out there.
Wow. So we just got to move. We just need to take initiative of our own life and make a difference for us. Because, again, when we're moving and when we're happy, you know, you're infectious.
And
you're...
stop making excuses.
Right. There you go.
Stop making excuses.
That really is.
The infectious thing actually is kind of interesting. It turns out that behavior is contagious, and good behavior is about as contagious as the common cold. So if you start moving in the right direction, you'll pull your friends with you. if you hang out with friends who are moving in the right direction, they'll pull you along too.
Oh, so which way? So that should be our question right now. For all my listeners out there, which direction do you want to be pulled? Do you want to have positive friends, or do you want to go with the negative people? And that's really, I've really tried, I'm so careful about the people that I have in my life that, you know, I want to surround myself with positive people.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you so much. Where do we find your book?
It's in all the bookstores. It's online. It's on Amazon, et cetera. So it's available. Actually, it's around the country. It's in 17 languages if you want to get it in Estonian or something.
Wow. Great book. And I'd love to have you back so we can talk about the men's side of it for all my men listeners.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anytime.
Okay, you got it. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking to, that's so confusing, but okay, Harry, Dr. Harry Lodge, and his book, Younger Next Year for Women and for Men, but Live Strong, Fit, Sexy, Until You're 80 and Beyond. What a great goal. What a great challenge. So I thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
You too. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to The Kim Pagano Show. What a great, it's like, it just flies by, I'm telling you.
It really does.
Gosh. And I want to thank Frances Starr. She actually had to leave to a meeting, but I know that she'll be back. So thank you so much for being here. Prudence, thank you. Mindset Reset.
My pleasure.
And Matt, thank you on our board. And of course, thank you to all my listeners and to all my sponsors and to all my winners out there. Definitely keep calling in. I love to hear from you. I want to do a shout out for Roberta. She's one of my listeners. And I actually had an opportunity to do her hair yesterday. So of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is goals are the seeds of success. You become only what you plant. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day and plant some positive seeds. I'll talk to you then.